All right, we're back. Welcome to another episode of the Chadcast. Here with some bums, to be honest. You know him. He's returning from last week. Colin Burge.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of just like, well, so first of all, Chad, like, we were talking the other day. He's like, yo, you should probably do a solo one sometime. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to be the Brendan Schaub of this podcast and just only go on, like, group ones.
Take that away, because that's just going to be annoying on my... And we also got Eric Riley.
Returning guest. Oh yeah. How long has it been? Too long.
Since the group podcast in Corvallis.
Oh yeah. Remember, I'm the intern.
I'm taking this away from you too. I'm sick and tired of you guys. On the speaking of the group Corvallis one, you for like a good 10 minutes, you just hear Nick and his tech deck.
No way.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of tech decks, I was at the Timber game last night and I was walking around like the little concourse up there. There was kids probably like guessing maybe like sophomores in high school or something. They're old enough to know better. They were fucking playing with tech decks. No, all five of them.
Tech decks came back for a short time.
Shouldn't be a thing.
They were fire. You didn't. White privilege, dude.
That's a white privilege. Tech, not having a tech deck is white.
Did you ever have a tech deck?
I think I did once, but that was it.
I was a tech deck dealer. I had all the parts, like I would sell and trade.
Wow, you're such a freak, dude. I never touched those things.
They were fire back in the day. I had like the Alien Workshop ones, dude.
God, you're such a bot, dude.
Solid brand.
Imagine
monster
dealing.
Trucks, dude. Yeah,
I had that too. I had like I like Hot Wheels and stuff too.
Remember RuneScape and stuff like that?
No.
Plebs.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Never got into it.
Yo, you just remember it? Oh, conveniently, when we say it sucks, you forget about it.
Yes.
I was never actually into it.
Yeah.
I just remember it. No, it's great to have some returning guests back, especially after a good podcast last week from all the reviews. Probably one of the more well-received podcasts we've done.
Yeah, we did. I got a lot of reviews from people that I didn't expect to get reviews from. I was saying it was pretty good, so that was pretty surprising.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And it did well views wise.
Yeah,
like
it
it's at like 53, which isn't like top five yet, but it's like it grew very
quickly.
Got to that point quicker than almost every podcast probably.
I got another playback on mine.
Yeah, the plebs trickle down economics help the plebs, dude. Joe's out of the bottom of the barrel because he's the last one. I think, and I don't even think people intentionally gave him plays. I think it just auto played to the next podcast.
Yep.
And Joe got that little bit of residual.
The Joe Moon podcast. Might as well fucking.
If you're talking, if you're talking trickle down, Joe's trickle down.
But
there's a reason he was the lowest played podcast. Sorry,
might as
Joe.
Well record Dead Air if you're gonna play Joe Boone's podcast, dude. It's so dead, man.
You might as well just listen to your fan.
I mean, even though Tyler Molars is worse, like it's still Tyler Molars, so it's kinda like
he's known in
the
streets.
Name brand.
Yes,
name
it's
brand.
The brand.
He's built a brand for himself and he was able to promote it pretty well.
Oh god.
Nah, shout out Tyler. Still holding that number one podcast place.
I saw
strong.
At the. I went to the Canby game when they played Lincoln. Saw Tyler there.
Of course
there.
He was there.
Tyler's looking thick as fuck.
Is he really? Like worse?
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Dude, he's still repping all of his Canby gear. He's got the little, like, polo vest or whatever you want to call it and the visor.
Poor guy.
Coleman was there, too.
And fitted.
Coleman was where. He had his fucking mustache.
Yeah,
it looks like
dude, mustaches are the wave right now. There's so many down here.
Dude, Gardner Minshew, perfect example. Mustache.
You look like a bum if you have a thick mustache, dude. At this age, like, come on, dude. Like, all these frat guys have these mustaches. Like,
well, look at this guy. You
can't
even
see
a mustache on him.
It's because I shave every day, so
yeah,
I don't,
you don't
get
need
a
mustache.
Mustache.
Yeah. You just be like me and have a constant 5 o'clock shadow, dude.
Yeah. By design.
It's It's on purpose.
Just give him a little. Just let him know that you could have it.
I could,
but I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that constant tease factor.
I could grow a mean goatee, dude.
Yeah.
I really could.
You should go grow mutton chops. You should bring
those
back.
I've thought about that for so long, dude. Could you imagine if I grow it just for like Halloween weekend and just like get these sick mutton chops for a costume?
Well, what costume do you have to commit to?
Jack the Ripper.
Or like a lumberjack or something.
Lumberjacks never had mutton chops.
I mean, they can.
I guess
isn't,
they can.
Isn't that a myth, though, that they do have, like, the whole burly beard and everything?
Lumberjacks aren't a myth.
Well, they are, dude. There's real life lumberjacks. Some.
They're real. Have you ever heard of the show called Axemen?
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are loggers. There's a difference, apparently. My dad, who is a logger, said, like, they're faggots. And I don't know if he said those exact words, but that's what he was getting at by people who call themselves lumberjacks.
Oh man. Yeah, but speaking of Halloween costumes, dude, I'm starting to brainstorm already.
Yeah.
I got a good idea though. I don't know if I can pull it off.
What's your idea?
So Connor was over last night with his girl, and they were talking how they're gonna be like Han Solo and Leia for Halloween, which would be dope. And I was telling him, I'm like, dude, if you were single, you'd pull so much tail with Han Solo. But then he told me, he's like, you could be Luke Skywalker. And I feel like that'd be pretty cool. Like, I got the hair for it.
Yeah.
I just need a black robe and black pants. And I need a lightsaber, too.
You going green saber or blue saber?
I'm going episode 5. I'm going green saber.
Yeah, you got it.
Don't try to be Lando, though. You saw Justin Trudeau. You saw Justin Trudeau, dude.
Yeah, so I'm trying to go that all black, dude. Revenge of the Sith. That's the way to go.
Isn't that 6?
No, or that's the last Jedi. Return of the Jedi is 6.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like that's when he had the green saber and black robe. In the last one.
He had the green one in 5, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know my Star Wars.
I'm not,
I think in 4 he had the blue one.
I know for sure 4, which was first one at the time, he definitely had the blue
one. I swear he had the green one in 5, dude. Because he like went to Cloud City and stuff, and he saw
it.
Vader.
Eric, you got your phone out. We have the world at our hands. We don't need to be guessing on
what?
The chat.
You don't need to guess.
Cast.
I know the, Star I know, Wars, I know the answer. Episode 5.
What was the first Star Wars with Green Saber Luke?
Episode 5, dude.
Episode... I know for sure it's 6. That's the only reason.
All right, but everyone knows it's 6.
I don't know for sure anything on 5.
Whatever. My two coworkers, though, that are working with me today, I told them about it. They're like... Who's Luke Skywalker? Dude, I almost lost it.
Yeah.
I was so annoyed.
Your boomer mind spinning 1,000 revolutions per second.
Return of the Jedi was the first appearance by the green lightsaber.
Fuck, so then I gotta get a blue, huh? That looks... Dude, if I had the all black and then a green, that'd be so sick.
Yeah, so why don't... Well, you could still do that. You'd just be episode 6.
Did he still?
Yeah, he did wear all black in 6, huh?
Yeah, I don't think he wore all black in 5.
Yes, he did. In Cloud... I swear he wore all... No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm really dropping the ball right now.
I'd love to think there's just one person, like, punching air, thinking about how stupid you are, not knowing anything about Star Wars.
I do know a lot, man. It's just... I haven't seen those in, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. You've only been
you
on
saw
this planet
they...
for 20 years.
No, he saw them when they came to theaters, dude.
Yeah, I did.
He's 46 years old.
I saw him, dude.
Oh, shit, yeah, I forgot the Columbia Fleece ad's about 15
yeah.
years.
The does. Moccasins are another 5.
The moccasins.
Burge, this question right we lost the audio to, so I want to ask you again. Why are you such a boomer?
I don't know, I just kind of like being an old soul, you know? I mean, I love oldies music.
Yeah, don't let this guy around your Amazon Echo.
I love wearing crew necks, dude. I've got some dad caps. I've got some moccasins.
You enjoy some eggs and oatmeal?
Yeah, I eat eggs and oatmeal every morning. I don't know, I just like being comfortable.
You like to reminisce on the good times?
You know, I'll go out and party like any other kids, but, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just like to sit at home.
But
and
you don't party
the
like the kids do.
I don't party like the frats do, because those guys don't have fucking livers, first of all. Like, partying 4 days a week is pretty much like signing yourself up for alcoholism past college.
Mm-hmm. Well, imagine having to pay for your friends, too. Being in a frat and sorority.
Wait, what?
Basically, being frat and sororities, it's like paying for your friends.
Yeah, but there's paying some... I've met some dope people, but like probably like 70% of the people that are...
They're
those
all
are
fake.
Just kind of thotties and
they're all fake.
Yeah. They just think they're like a class above you when it comes to school, and it's really annoying.
White privilege, am I right, Chad?
Honestly, dude. Eric, what's new with you? You haven't been on the podcast in a very long time. Since it's
was
been
the last time, Johnny.
Like, no, it was
no, not
really.
Johnny, but...
Yeah, it would have been Johnny, because I forgot you were technically part of that.
Yeah, but I was the intern.
Yeah, intern Eric.
I still
You're
am
Jamie.
He's like Joe Logan. Yeah, dude, I still am the intern.
Yeah, that's why we had you look up stuff.
and Delaney Walker gets what, like 30 yards.
We're watching the game. So there's a good play. But anyway, back to Eric. Yeah. Johnny would have been your last one, and you really didn't have a lot to say, but we really weren't giving you anything to say because you were kind of just in the intern role.
Well, and I had already been on for like a couple consecutive times, so mm-hmm. It was just almost like a overkill.
Well, if it feels consecutive to you, there's probably a month's break in between some of these.
Yeah, parts. For real.
Like, we're back for season two now. This is episode two, season two.
Yes.
We took some time off. Made a move, change of scenery.
New car. You didn't even talk about the new car on the last episode. I was really waiting for that.
Yeah, I didn't. But that wasn't the podcast for it. This is more like an update, you know, just like the boys, you know. Not like one huge topic, one huge story to go off of. You know, TDI Jetta, great gas mileage, 50 highway,
it's
you know.
Diesel.
I pump my own diesel down here. It's pretty nice. I don't have to wait for anyone.
That's dope.
You know? So now, like, when they make fun of Oregonians for not knowing how to pump their own gas, I can be like, well.
Well, at least I still know how to pump my own. Because, like, the one time I didn't know was when I drove up to Seattle when I was, like, 17 with a friend, and then... it was like midnight after a Mariners game, and I just didn't know how to pump gas, and it was really bad. Dude.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I'm learning, dude. God.
Eric, have you ever pumped your own gas?
Yeah, back in Massachusetts.
Ooh. Back on the east side.
Back east?
On the east coast, yeah.
Yeah, foreign land.
No, yeah, there have been a few updates, though. There's been a football game. There was some cool things going on there.
Yeah,
there
Oregon State won.
Yeah, Oregon State won. Cal Poly, you know.
Yeah, really they had to play Little Sister of the Poor to win.
Yep.
Hey, win's a win's a win. Okay?
Yeah, then there's also another pretty good party. I don't think you went to.
I was working. Yeah.
But... I went to a party. It was pretty good. My car got hit by a biker.
Can we talk about that, dude? It was after the game.
So it was like in the afternoon, but I was still working at the Beaver store. So I get home that night, and my car's parked on the street because we're selling out parking spots for our driveway. So then I don't worry about my car. Like, I'll just go get it tomorrow morning. So then I go over to get it, and there's just like a big old dent on the side, on the front left, and like the headlights kind of like dented a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck happened here? But then there was a... cops, like a police officer's business card on the windshield, so I was like, oh, well, then someone must have reported the accident. Like, thank God, because I thought it would just be some homeless guy like hit my car, just ran. But then I get a call from the police like later that day, and they're like, the Corvallis police called me, and then they said a state police officer hit your car while on a bike checking out tailgates. And I was only
surprised. In 2019 could there be police officers so inept they can't drive a bike around a car.
Only would it happen to me, too. Like, it's such a thing that would happen to me, bro. Like, so then he told me, like the first thing I said, I was like, oh, is he okay? Because, like, I don't know, I was just kind of being sympathetic. And then he was like, the police officer said, yeah, he's just really embarrassed because, like, he had to go back to, like, Salem where he reports from because he's a state trooper, and everyone was just, like, giving him shit and stuff. So they're like, yeah, we're going to get this sorted really quick, so I'm going to get a couple estimates this week. But it really sucks because the car kind of looks like shit with it, so it still drives fine, but, yeah.
It's all cosmetic, and that's what you
can do. I like having a nice car, though, dude, and it just looks bad, man.
Yeah. You have a car incident story, too.
Yeah. We were on our way to the airport this morning because my brother asked to go work down in Napa, so we went to drop him off, and every time...
Napa, California, not the auto parts store.
Yeah. Well, he was trying to... Well, he was the one that's leaving, and I went along to drive back home. And we were in the car, and my mom was about to walk out the front door, so he put the car in reverse to... make his way to the front door because I was parked down by the garage, and he's backing up on the driveway. Well, our car has a backup camera, and he's so stressed on just trying to get to the airport in time. We gave ourselves like 2.5 hours to get there, and he just keeps backing up and fucking runs the car into his car. Dude, and now there's a huge dent on the back bumper to the car, which makes it look like shit. And nothing happened to his car. But
I hate that whenever a car gets hit and one of them just gets messed up and one of them just like a tank, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is he paying for it?
I have no idea. I hope.
Well, he better. He fucking hit it.
I know. Well, yeah, it depends. But I hope my dad makes him pay for it now.
You know what's funny is when Birch got the call about his car being in the accident, I had just, like, backed up and moved my car into the driveway. So I was like, no fucking way I hit Burge's car. I thought that's what it was going to be. Because I didn't feel anything, but I was just a little bit nervous.
Ugh.
I was going to be like, yo, if I hit Burge's car, that's why I walked out there with you. I was like, oh, I better see if it's actually me. It wasn't. I would never be backing into a car. And I don't even have a backup camera, dude. Backup camera, true. White privilege.
It really is white privilege. I love having a backup camera.
Yeah, these kids just every time I'm with them, they just back up, dude.
Dude, if it's there, you might as well use it.
In situations it doesn't even make sense for. Can I just say one thing? Just like through the storytelling, you can tell that not only have I been podcasting, but even the guests are starting to get more experience. Because people are like bringing up the key points. They're talking through the entire story, how their day went, like they've been on here before, which is good, because if you go back to earlier podcasts and like solos and stuff, it's like, my day was pretty good. I'm doing good.
It's baby steps now to full leaps.
Like, even introductions used to be trash. Like, how are you doing today? Good. And then that'd just be it. And then I'm supposed to take it back.
Well, it's kind of like your episode of Tyler. I remember listening through that, and I'm like, it kind of hurt me listening to that.
Yeah, but it made the most amount of plays, so it's like hard to even talk shit.
That's still like, that just throws logic. You know, they're just doing that just because like it's Tyler Millar. Like,
well,
just...
I think we say it's so bad at this point, they're like, it can't be that bad, so they go back and listen to it.
I think really, if you're like thinking like which one would be the best podcast to listen to, probably Hans. Dude. Hans. That one should.
Did you listen
be
to it?
I listened to some of it.
It
was the best one.
I think. Later on, we get into good conversation.
Yeah, like that one was. That one should be number one in my opinion.
I think it got to the point where I was experienced enough to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
And he was like one of the first guests around then who was like smart, knowledgeable, and knows a decent amount. You know,
yeah.
He's no Eric Riley, dude.
Hey.
Now you're there now. You're there now. That's why you're
holding my ground now.
You're holding your ground. You're becoming a regular.
God, seeing that box on the table makes me think of that night after the game.
God, no one gets fucked harder in cards than me.
Oh, dude, we haven't played that in a while. We gotta have some people over to play that game. That game's so fun.
You could podcast that because you read out all the cards. Nothing about it's visual.
Yeah, but I don't know if people would listen to that,
though. I think it's worth trying, and then if it turns out funny, I'd put it out.
You see YouTubers do it. Granted, they have it.
Dude, getting that game together with like 7-8 people is so fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we did that, there was what, 6 of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've had more people play or the same amount of people play.
Yeah.
Did the drunk girl that was here for a couple days and then threw
you're gonna have
back.
To be more specific, Eric. There's
no names, bro.
I don't know. Well, yeah. Oh yeah, we gotta keep it anonymous. Can't.
Yeah. Yeah, but one of the girls we kept anonymous thought the last podcast was pretty funny, so got good reviews. Probably half those people probably aren't gonna listen to another one without Carson's name being attached. But just for the moment of like having that good amount of time, in the end, is a net positive. I feel like.
Hey, I think I got some good publicity for that. I feel like I deserve some of those plays, dude.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Well, I'm giving you like 20 plays.
Hey, that's pretty good.
I'm giving you 20 plays.
I'll take it.
It's tough to say because I hadn't podcasted in so long before.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to say what would happen. I didn't have an estimated audience yet. It was all kind of just slow. But now we're back into it. We'll be able to see now kind of more what's going on in the second one. Get the analytics in. Get the
we're all about numbers here.
The numbers coming in. Get the sponsorship plays in. That's why I'm really motivated to podcast. I'm getting paid again. I'm getting good ads.
Yes.
When I was at that lower ad tier, the mid ad tier, I was like, it's okay, but it's like not... I'm not getting out of bed.
Yeah.
You know? I'm getting out of bed for the one I got today, which you'll hear later on in the middle of the halftime break that we do in the podcast if you've listened before, which I'm sure at this point, if you're still listening, you've probably listened to one before. Because this isn't a crazy podcast. This is Eric and Burge, okay?
I feel like I feel like I draw an audience.
You're a draw?
I'm a polarizing...
You're not a main eventer, but you're like upper card.
I'm a polarizing figure. I'd say I'm like the...
No one the hates one right you. Below the undercard. No one's like hating on you.
No, what was funny...
Back in the day, dude.
What was funny was Cheney's story.
Yeah.
Finally found a bigger tool.
Fucking a cunt, dude.
No, he tweeted about the first podcast.
What'd he say? The one with
you
and Carson?
Can you look up... No, the like the original group podcast.
Oh, he did.
It was the
can
first
you,
time
Can
around.
You find it again?
I couldn't go
I,
find
I
that.
Saw that tweet.
He's like, oh, just sent it to me. Tuned in. I think I screenshot
Remember
it.
Remember how much
put
of a
in the
fag
chat.
I am, dude. Yeah. Whatever, man.
Hey, man, it's all right. I don't need a podcast to remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, just listen to the Chadcast with Burge in it just to remind myself how much of a douche he is. Chad with the response, thanks for the listen, though.
Hey.
That was such a messy podcast, too.
That one was really
bad. But that was, like, the first group podcast. It's a little bit harder, a lot to rein in.
Yeah.
But
you want to make sure everybody gets their takes in, but...
Yeah.
Delegating it.
We also had three numbskulls, too. Joe, Nick, and Drew, dude.
You didn't let Joe talk. Maybe Joe
yeah,
has...
Because he's Joe, dude. He just didn't want to lean in and give his opinion.
Joe Mama, dude. Off. Joe was like, oh, I'm going to be down here, and he's going to be part of this podcast. And he's like, nope, had to work, in quotations. And that's as much as I'll delve into that, because I don't want to blow up his thing he's
yeah,
got going
dude,
on.
Yeah, dude, Joe's so secretive about shit. It's so annoying.
Joe is.
It's like my older brother, too. Like, you're being like, where are you going? Oh, I'm going out. Well, I mean, like...
That's exactly how my
like,
brother
are you embarrassed?
Is.
You, like,
no, that's how
something?
I that's
like,
how I talk to my little brother, so...
Really?
I'm an oldest brother. You guys aren't. So, I mean, I hate my little brothers.
Yeah, but I'm an older brother for sisters, and they, like, ask
yeah,
me, oh, what
but,
are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going to a party.
It's different when you're the oldest.
I guess. I mean, I'm not...
I feel like having four younger siblings, like, that should hold something.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Any type of weight?
All no, right. You're just a middle child, so...
It's fine, dude.
Yeah, you were looking at me like you were gonna transfer into something.
No, I'm looking at you to like, what's the
we topic? We got topics, dude. 20 yeah. minutes in, we got some topics, dude.
Okay,
don't worry. I'm pulling.
I can already bring one topic.
Okay,
up
what,
right
what's
now.
What's your topic?
Season 1, Total Drama Island. I finally
oh
finished
God.
It.
Yeah, you're just gonna
dude,
bring the main
the
event
hell?
In.
Yeah,
I'm so mad.
This
yeah.
is the first time he's seen it too, guys. Just for, like some old background.
Yeah, you watched it spoiler free for the most part,
which
yes.
is pretty nuts.
Spoilers
to be this age
ahead.
And like comprehend everything.
Dude, I'm actually so mad that Owen won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That was the most bullshit.
Would
way
you
want to
win, Duncan?
I would have taken Gwen.
True.
Anybody but Heather. Heather was an awful character, but that's what the
she was a well-written character. She was just the villain or the heel, they call
For
in
real.
Wrestling.
See, that's the thing. It was just bullshit how the way they got him to win was everybody was conspiring against, of course, the outcasts.
Well,
and they made the brownies and they put it into the fan and his fat ass got up and ran all the way there.
Yeah. So you're saying it's not realistic enough for you?
Dude, he was like,
I have some issues with the realism in
dude,
Total
he
Drama
had
Island.
Like a God, what are those things that like just ruin your digestive or they make
laxatives.
You go, yeah, they gave him a laxative. Dude was dying in the outhouse and then just magically got out
I mean,
of there.
It is a cartoon for children, even though watching it back now it's
realism.
Hard to believe.
I want my realism.
But I mean,
no,
it's
but
a well
that
I like
show...
the series overall.
Well, that show's like a cartoon for children, but like the first time I was watching it with you guys down here, that's some cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, like even though they blurred out and stuff, there were middle fingers, there were obvious curse words.
Obvious ass shots too for cartoons. Like
literally,
it made no
literally
seven,
just
dude.
Focusing on Courtney's ass.
Yeah. It was really raunchy for kids shows.
Mm-hmm. And they just talk about boobies for like one
yeah.
It say it like dude. That. Which you would not hear on any other show.
We were still in like God, we were still in elementary school.
Yeah.
When it came out. I watched it in like fourth grade when it came out. Mm-hmm.
I did too.
Pretty nuts, dude. I mean I was playing Halo back then, but I mean
that's a completely
I'll play
different,
rated M anyway.
Different type of thing that rated M and then just like such a suggestive cartoon.
Yeah.
But still, you don't know how it almost got out in a way?
I mean, it's Canadian. I mean, I understand it. It's Canadians so of its time that it could only come out at that time.
Yeah.
because it's like a riff on Survivor and shows like that when they were at their height of popularity at then.
They were, yeah.
And it's such a cool concept. Like, it's like, there's the, like, I say the first three seasons and then the last season are probably what's worth most watching. They did an all-star season. Well, they did a season of full new cast, and then they did an all-star season, which was so bad. Really? The all-star season is so bad. I watched it. There's, like, a turning point in an episode where you're like, oh, this is going to be such a terrible show. And it just ends so bad and so predictably. Like, as soon as you get to the final four, you know who's going to win.
Yeah.
It's like you almost don't want to get to that point.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're here to review the first one. You know, Duncan was my guy.
He was, dude, he was everybody's guy, man. He was the guy, like, you want to be on the show like that.
Mm-hmm. You just want to be the cool guy, lay low.
Yeah, get the girl. Get the girl, too.
Get the girl.
Dude. Yeah, but, like, that show was so, like, well thought out. Like, all these other, like, mindless cartoons that I see my sisters watching when I come home are just such garbage. Like, just no plot at all.
What, you telling me you don't like Paw Patrol?
I don't know, like, sure. Like, I like Family Guy every now and then when I'm, like, you know, when I'm having a good time, like, drinking and stuff, but, like, it's not something I'm gonna like watch, like
sit down and
watch. Yeah.
But what about South Park? Well,
South Park.
South Park at least resembles some of a plot, dude. For like a season, there's an overlay.
Rick and Morty.
Every, especially like the opening episodes of South Park seasons, when there's like when they can take like a lot of time and there's like some big joke that happened in real life and they can talk about it.
That's good. Yeah.
Like
I always remember the Washington Redskins episode.
Oh, that was an opening episode. I was gonna say that one.
Yeah. That one was so good. Welcome to the Washington Redskins. Go fuck yourself. That was such a good episode.
Yeah, but the Total Drama Island was just such a well-thought-out show. Like, you know how many... God, it's so many actors for that. Like, that's nuts.
Yeah, you have to have a... Some actors played a couple roles.
Yeah.
Like, the same person who played Chef played DJ... And he had a few other roles.
Classic. Yeah.
DJ. But they have different voices, so it's skill.
Do. Yeah.
And, I mean, just the people they got to play, like, sounded like their characters. Like, Chris McClane. Like, the guy who voices him.
They just, yeah.
Like, he plays it so well.
It just makes sense,
Chris
dude.
McClane.
Chris McClane. And you're Verge.
Yeah.
This is only for you. When Chris McClane point at the TV, you can't see it, but you could look it up, and he's just going like that with such a shitty grin.
Bro, I hope some of our viewers have actually seen that show. Like, that's
dude,
so good.
It's one of the best shows of our childhood.
It really is.
You didn't watch it as a kid. What kind of cartoons were you watching, Eric?
God, I didn't really watch
KND, like, Kids Next Door.
I mean, I remember watching
Kids Next Door is such a depressing, like, thing, though.
I remember watching Dexter's Laboratory.
Because it's, like, you're a kid who's, like, having to do these, like, real, like, this crazy surreal world. Where you're a spy.
Having to save the fucking world.
You're saving the world. And then when you grow up, you're just going to get your memory wiped.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a dumb adult.
I know, dude. No, but, yeah, Dexter's Laboratory, it was, I mean, I didn't really watch that one. I was more of a Fairly Odd Parents guy, to be honest.
Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory was just, like, that weird.
It was alright.
For my time. I was a big Rugrats guy.
Rugrats.
Ooh, yo, you remember the Rugrats, the crossover.
With the Thornberries.
The Thornberries.
That's what I was just
thinking.
Dude,
the kid crossovers, oh my god.
The Rugrats movies were good.
I'd be talking in elementary school or, like, middle school, like, dude, like, the crossover's coming in, like, a month. Just, like... Preparing like the Fairly Odd Parents Jimmy Neutron one too, like
Jimmy Neutron
like they
shit.
Can't didn't SpongeBob have a crossover too with someone? I don't know, but the
David Hasselhoff, he crossed over with Baywatch.
No, yeah, wasn't that the movie?
Yeah, but it's still a crossover. They crossed over.
Yeah, but like, dude, the cartoon crossovers are so legendary, man. Like, you can't do that stuff anymore. It's really sad. I mean, I guess you can do like a Family Guy, American Dad, like, they've done that, but, like...
That's not crazy. Yeah. I mean, the last biggest one would be Simpsons, Family Guy.
That one was dope. That was actually a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
I remember those. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not, like, kids' cartoon. Back in the day, you go home. I remember I watched this really obscure one, because it was on, like, right after I got home. It was
would you watch, like, Courage?
Shaolin Showdown.
No!
Yes! Cartoon Network. Go home, see that, dude.
It was the afternoon one. Those afternoon shows suck,
dude. I don't even know the plot. Like, there were, like, this coins. Like, there's, like, a little bald character.
I never saw it once.
It just looks like a ripoff of, like, more popular animes. That's it's crazy.
Do you remember Samurai Jack?
Oh, I never watched that one either.
I used to watch it. I feel like it's too story based for when I was watching it as a kid to really understand it. It's too complex. Yeah, it seems like it had way too good a writing to be appreciated in its entirety by some pleb like me who's at home eating Apple Jacks watching Saturday morning cartoons.
What was your cereal of choice as a kid?
Fuck, dude. Eggs and oatmeal. That's what I ate when I was 4 years old.
Regular Cheerios, Colin Burge.
No, Cheerios. I had Honey Nut Cheerios when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes had, I mixed Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Golden Grahams. That was dope.
CT Crunch is top five cereal all the time.
But it was, mine were Honey Nut Cheerios and I had Captain Crunch a lot too when I was in high school, but I've had regular Cheerios aren't that bad, dude.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
They really aren't.
Dude, if there was one person to defend regular Cheerios.
They aren't that bad, man.
He'd be the man that eats oatmeal. Yeah.
He's trying to get that sponsorship, start his own podcast.
Yeah.
Sponsor.
Give me some Quaker and Cheerio sponsors, dude. Come on.
Eric, what's your cereal?
I was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but then like once I got into middle school and then into high school, I transformed myself into a Costco muffin man.
Oh, you just left cereal,
bro. Yeah, I can't tell you the last time I had cereal.
I had cereal almost every day I've been down here.
Are you serious? Yeah. How can you do that?
I pour it in the bowl.
Yeah.
No
stick
shit.
A spoon in there.
But I mean, how can
spoon
you
it up to me?
Do that? I just don't know.
I've had eggs and oatmeal every day since I moved down here, except like a couple days where I run out of eggs.
Yeah.
Like,
well, do you keep it interesting with your eggs at least and like put hot sauce?
Nope. Scrambled every time. Mexican cheese, Tapatio.
Yeah. Well,
then my oatmeal, I either have maple or brown sugar or apples and cinnamon.
How about you throw some diced ham into that?
Nope. I've had sausage in there a few times I have leftovers, but 9 times out of 10, it's just scrambled with cheese and hot sauce. Never gets old, dude. Never gets old.
Which is fine.
That's a late hit right there.
I appreciate how consistent Burge is. Like, I'll make fun of it, but he's literally, like, no matter how late he stays up, no matter how many White Claws deep he was the night before, he will continue the same plan.
I'll wake up eggs and oatmeal.
Consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, eggs and oatmeal literally cures the hangover, dude. And then, like, my lunch, I either have, like, PB&Js, like, I'll have, like, a turkey sandwich, like, a pickle, and then, like, some chips or something. Just every day, man.
Yeah, and then he'll go to his classic bagel.
Yeah, I'll have a bagel, too.
Wait, how do you say bagel?
Dude, I'll be honest right now, I'm really stuffed up. I can't pronounce anything correctly.
Pronounce bagel again.
Bagel.
Bagel.
He's calling it bagel.
Who gives a fuck, dude?
I'm trying, dude.
Well, it's like people when they say
it's my word. It's my Arizonian accent.
Yeah, I word police.
Word Nazi.
Yeah,
facts.
No, dude, but it's like when people say jalapeno.
It's jalapeno.
It's jalapeno.
Yeah, it's jalapeno.
Can I be that guy?
Jalapeno.
Dude, off yourself.
That guy.
He just makes fun of Mexican culture.
Yeah, but anyways, a routine down here is super important, man. Like, you know, I would wake up, have my eggs and oatmeal, then I go to the gym, I come back, eat my lunch, play some 2K, go to work.
Yeah, you're bringing,
come back here.
Yeah, you're back in 2K.
I'm bringing basketball back to the Mecca, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm on the Knicks.
It's transformed you into a New York Knicks fan, which is the funniest thing.
I'm a Knicks fan, dude.
He speaks like a Knicks fan, too. He's like, oh, we're going to rebuild. Like, we just need to get a few good draft picks. Next year could be our year.
Weighing the big fish, you know?
We're not going to have a good record this year, but that doesn't matter for next year.
Yep. Tank for Zion. Oh, wait, that didn't work. All right, well,
RJ Barrett's not bad. I'd take RJ Barrett, like, his equal. I think Zion's not going to be a bust, but I don't think he's going to be LeBron like people think he'll be.
No, yeah, he won't, but
I know it's way too early, but I don't even know who could be, like, the next guy coming out of college this next year.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know enough about college sports in general.
I love college basketball, dude. I haven't started paying attention.
I like the idea of it, but the problem, he's just, I don't fuck with the NCAA, dude.
I don't know, dude. Altman pulled in a big recruiting class this year. Got a couple grad transfers as well.
Dante, too. He reclassified to go down there.
Dude.
What do you think on the whole, like, trying to pay
players? Pay to play? Such bullshit, dude.
Dude, I don't think you should.
I agree with Tim Tebow, dude. If you saw him first take,
dude, that's white privilege.
I agree with Tim Tebow.
That's white privilege.
Takes away the spirit of football, and it just becomes, or spirit of college sports, and it just becomes a big business, dude. Like,
I get that, but
I think you should be allowed to.
I think then everyone's gonna flock to. There's gonna be no parity. Everyone's gonna flock to USC, UCLA.
I don't think Bama, the colleges need to play people, but they should be able to sell their likeness. Like, they should be able to have their own name in video games, and they should be able to have ads on their Instagram. They should be able to get endorsement deals with shoe companies, because these are people who are dedicating their lives to a sport, and at the same time, they're also studying. And even if they're getting that education for free, they need money for food, they need money for wellness. If I was down here and not being able to work a job, my parents can't support me.
Yeah, but, like, you know, scholarships, too, also give a lot of amenities. Like just today, there were football and baseball players going to buy books for free. Like, they get food for free. Like, they
get all these, like... Yeah, that's not universal for every school and every player.
Pretty much every scholarship, everyone gets some amenity like that.
And then, God forbid, you get injured, and then...
They take your scholarship away.
Then they take your scholarship away, and then you can't do anything with your life.
All I'm saying is that, like, that's just the balance of power and... college sports can be so broken because, like, for example, Virginia winning the title this year in basketball, like Tony Bennett's just gonna leave their coach. He's just gonna go to some big school and get a lot of money. And what players are gonna go to, like, all these, like,
well, did you see what he did? They were gonna give, like,
they were gonna
bonus.
Give him a raise, and he put it back into the school. I don't know, dude. I think it'll just destroy the parity in sports.
I think paying athletes, it's a good idea, but it's too complex of a...
I mean, how much money does the NCAA make?
A lot. They make a lot.
They shouldn't... They don't deserve that.
But still, why don't they? They facilitate everything.
Because they're, like... Those players...
Because they're the man. That's why everybody hates them. Yes, they have a lot of scandals coming out,
profiting off of these players, like, players that can have, like, career-ending injuries that could go on and do more. They're profiting off of their bodies, putting their lives, whatever, on the line, their futures. And not everybody's going to make it to the NFL, NBA, whatnot.
That's like...
Yeah,
like
so that's why you get an education. You know how expensive colleges now? Like, you're giving people, like, over 100 grand.
Yeah, but that's like... College is a scam. Like, they wouldn't go if they weren't forced into these rules that caused them to go.
That's why guys are going to play in New Zealand now.
Yeah, but those guys are, like, top 10 prospects, dude. Like, you gotta think of the guy from the small town that's, like, walking on, gets his scholarship, like, some second-string work. Like, you don't think that guy wants free education, dude?
He's not getting a free education as a walk-on.
Yeah, I'm saying you didn't hear. I said he gets the scholarship and then he
gets. But that's
some,
if he gets the scholarship. That's a what if scenario.
Okay, that's like
don't
one,
give me.
That's like one
me,
example out of millions.
Don't give me
dude.
The Cinderella story.
So you're
then.
Saying like the third string wide receiver on a team wouldn't like a.
I'm saying of course everyone would want a scholarship, but that doesn't mean what they're doing for the school is worth more than what the school is giving them, because you're not getting a full scholarship for that.
All right, that's and who? Yeah, but you okay? And, okay, let me rebuttal that. Okay, you might get a full scholarship, but you might not. It depends. Okay, and I kind of like I can't really disagree at that point that the value that the school's getting from them is greater than the value that the school's giving the player. But I think the way it's proposed right now with giving them like salaries, like I don't agree with that. But I feel like, say like for example, the kids who've been stopped with like YouTube channels and stuff, like they should be able to profit off like stuff like you know on their own time or. Through their own effort, if that makes sense.
Well, who knows that, like your counteract of, like, saying, well, like, they're getting that education in return. Well, school's not for everybody. Because you see some of those players, and they're... You see them in interviews or whatnot, and they...
Yeah, like, but okay, school you now, you pretty much... Yeah, but you pretty much need to go to a trade school now or get an education to, like, do... Like, it's super hard to do anything now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the level of standard for which people have to work now is just so high that, like... It's a big problem, but, like, that's just the way the economy's going with technology and then AI getting introduced. And
the amount of money that you have to pour into college just to get the job that you want, you're set at such a disadvantage of just, like, in money scheme.
Well, just
like, you're in such a deep hole.
It just depends what route you're going to go to. Like, for me, I went to community college for a year, and then I'm debt-free for my first 2 years. Like, there's also really, there's like good alternate routes to go. Like, you don't have to go the traditional 4 year and just
fuck yourself over.
Just shell out on student loans for like $100,000. Like, yeah, there's better ways to go about it. And that's people just don't realize it.
That's why I'm glad I went to CCC for 2 years.
Yeah, like, it sucked. It was super boring, but, like...
It got the job done. Yeah. You were able to live at home. You didn't have to pay any of those costs. Like, of you, like, example here, living here, paying however much a month.
Yeah,
that just sets you back even more, and then you have to pay more for school.
Yeah, so there's definitely good ways to do it. Like, I feel like community college is going to become free sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but that, like, diverges from what we're talking about. If you're an athlete, you don't have the option of going to community college if you want to make the league. For the most part. Obviously, maybe you can get lucky, get a transfer, but that's, again...
I think you're thinking of it the wrong way, dude. Like, I'm just going to interrupt you here. Like, you're thinking that everyone's, like, hope and dream that ever plays college football is go to the NFL. Sure, but, like, sometimes you gotta be realistic. Like, are you going to, like, a group of five conference, say, for, like, example, Houston? Like, are you really think you got a shot at making a good NFL roster? Like,
Ed Oliver.
Okay. Dude.
So what I'm gonna just, like, try and boil down my argument into one thing is that if you're part of the team, you're making that team money. Even if you are a third string on Oregon State, are selling ads.
So you think everyone should be treated equally?
They were selling ads on the Pac-12 network, and someone is making money, and you are not seeing a dime. But you commit the same amount of time in your life at practice and in the school and in everything. And whether you're not, and I don't think that the school, there should be a salaried position. I'm just saying you should be allowed to make money off yourself.
Okay, my argument is you're thinking that strictly, if it's not monetary, then it's not a good exchange. Like, it's a total value exchange where they're getting all this free, like, it's not technically free, but they're getting a good education, they're getting free housing, they're getting world-class weight training facilities. Like, they're getting taught skills for life through playing sports.
Wait. If they're going to Oregon State, they don't have the world-class facilities.
Okay,
I'm kidding, Dixon, and you have to lift next to Colin Bird.
No sports people have their own facility, and it's really nice.
I've been through the Oregon facility down there, and been in the rec, but then also in where the athletes are in that building.
I'm not, like,
those are ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you can see the parity in between both, and I get that. They have their exclusivity.
I don't know, I just want to finish off of this. Like, what I'm going to say is, like, I'm not says so much against it, but I'm just saying, like, people are kind of getting away from the point of, like, how much value and life skills that these players are getting through playing football. I feel like the value of money is being way overstated in this argument. Like,
it's just hard to tell, because I guess you have to figure out how much your time is worth.
Yeah, which is, like, how do you quantify that in college football for, like, each player? Because obviously not everyone's equal with that.
Well, and the issue is, like, you know how people are trying to talk about player, like, getting paid?
Yeah.
Well, how do you pay, how does it differ between, like, you guys were bringing up examples, like, the third string running back, the fourth string running back, and a punter to a Heisman
hopeful
quarterback? Yeah. How do you compare that, and how do you pay them equally without pissing off one or the other?
See, yeah, that's why, like, I agree with Chad, is that, like, there shouldn't be any salary. It should be that you should be able to profit off of your name. Because I feel like if there's a salary, then obviously more schools would be able to give more money, in theory. So then more people would flock to those schools, which is why I was saying it would destroy parity. But if you could, like, I brought up the example earlier, like, people, their YouTube channels being taken down because per NCAA rules, they can't do that. Like, that's just an example.
Which is an independent governing body that controls all of the college athletes that exist.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's your point?
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Really? You think they should it's kind of like the government, dude. Like, so you're saying the government's bullshit?
I think you could say, like, in certain circumstances.
In certain circumstances, every governing body's bullshit, according to the many. But, I mean, sure, the NCAA is kind of busted, just like the government is. But it doesn't mean that, like, I don't know. I feel like people, this pay-to-play thing is going to be real interesting. That's all I'm going to finish with. Yeah. It's a real complicated issue.
Yeah. So, did you have a favorite Untold Drama Island, Bird?
I did. I said Duncan.
No, oh. I said Duncan. Oh. And you were like, well, everyone's like Duncan.
All right, I'll pick another one. I really liked...
What about Jeff?
No. Jeff was kind of really annoying with Bridget.
Yeah, dude.
I kind of... Well, Shauna was kind of dope. She got there pretty far. She was...
Yeah, she got fucked.
Yeah, she did get shafted. I also liked... I mean, I don't know.
You seem like a Beth guy.
No, are you kidding me? I think I am.
He's a season two Beth guy.
For the Bants.
Oh, hey, yeah. That's another episode. But that's another episode.
Season one was dope, too.
Though. I'm on episode two of season two.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Man, there are more people I like than I didn't like. Again, just a well-written show that maybe, given a few less limitations, would have been something crazy on Adult Swim, and we'd all look back on it as the best thing ever. But it's at the point where some people may not know about it, and they should go on Netflix and look at it.
Except for season three. Season three's on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's so dumb how they do that, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why would anybody think that's a good idea?
Well, no, it's not officially on YouTube. They just never put it on Netflix. And
yeah, and you have to buy it off YouTube,
No, I watched it for free on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a whole playlist.
Chris McClain.
Which is kind of nice, because they have the original stuff, so they don't like try and edit over. But yeah, good show. Check it out. How long have we been podcasting? Holy shit, that is a long time. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear from our new ad. So how about you check them out? We're going to go make some crayon sprites. And we're back. We literally haven't gotten through any of the topics I've written down.
Let's do some quick fire.
We're talking about the Juul ban. Government's making a move to ban Juuls after 6 people have died. React.
I'll go first. All right, so I've only hit a Juul once my entire life, and twice. So I feel like I have a very good opinion on this one. I was the one, you guys probably wouldn't remember, but in high school, everyone was Juuling and stuff. I'm like, watch, like, people are gonna die, and, like, shit's gonna start flying. I'd said that, and, like, it was kind of like a laughing matter. They're like, well, it's not bad for you, and then, dude, but I feel like the deaths are just, they're obviously overstated, because it's such a polarizing issue. Like, you know, we still sell cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah, but it's anything, like, it's when you hear 6 deaths.
Yeah.
The amount of, dude, fucking desks falling on people have caused more deaths than Juuls, but it's just the funny way of how we generalize it and how we see things that, or how we react to things, like, oh, Juuls, they're bad, we knew they were bad, which they are. If you Juul, like, you're taking in more nicotine than one cigarette.
No, that's why I feel like 20
cigarettes.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
It's all bad. Like, there's nothing good in a Juul for you, especially if you've never had an addiction to cigarettes before, and you're just wanting a nicotine addiction because it tastes like mint or mango.
That's why I feel like the rate of death is just going to start increasing, and like, then, like, it's going to get serious. Because there's so many people with Juul now, and like the reason why it's such a big issue,
is because people are doing it for fun.
Yeah, true.
That's literally what it is. It's either for clout.
Well, and then it's because it's little kids too, which is what makes it even more like.
Dude, big. I saw a kid out in the parking lot when I went to the high school game with my dad, and I saw a kid. The kid looked like he was a freshman. And he was Juuling out by, like, towards the ATC, like, FAC area. And I'm like, holy shit, this isn't just, like...
Yeah.
This is bigger... Yeah. It's a huge issue.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be solved.
God forbid you're the only person with one at a party. Because as soon as you pull that out, then there's, like, 30 other people like, yo, can I hit that?
Yeah.
It's like when you're at the beach and you have a piece of bread and the seagulls just start fucking flocking to you.
Really is, dude. It's
pretty much like a communal glory hole at this point. You know, it's just so nasty, bro.
Basically what it is.
Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
All right, you just cut Eric off. Eric, you're done reacting.
I was done with my thought. I didn't have it.
Sorry.
Guys, have you ever heard of the Miami Heat?
Yes.
The basketball club. Yes.
LeBron James, former team.
Well, they're looking for a new sponsor for their stadium.
Are they really?
Yeah. And someone has pitched $10 million for the naming rights.
I wonder who that can be.
It's Bang Bros. Bang Bros wants to buy the rights for $10 million. I don't know.
Instead of United, it's United, right?
Something? It's like the United or American Airlines, one of those. Yeah, American Airlines. And they want to change it to the Bang Bros Center or the BBC.
That'd be fucking awesome. Oh, you know how awesome that'd be?
You're the first time hearing about this.
You're the road team going into Miami. Miami nightlife can get you. You roll into the arena next night. Welcome to the BBC Arena. Dude. Welcome to the Bang Bros Arena.
I don't know if 10 million is a lot or a little bit. Or it's just a lot the right amount. Rights. For the Miami Heat, though, I feel like I heard that Allegiant Airline is paying like 40 or 50 million for the Raiders stadium.
It's football too, though. Football's way bigger than basketball.
I guess, but that's just the only thing I have to go off of. And I don't even know if they're allowed to do it. I think it'd be funny if it happened.
I think it'd be so cool, dude.
Do you think that NBA would even allow that, to let that brand stick to
their money talks, name? Dude.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. That's about it for that topic, though.
What's the next thing?
Guys, it turns out that Eric is a blood. He's a 9-tray blood. 6'9" told on him earlier today.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, what?
Well, have you seen the whole 6'9" stuff?
He doesn't have Twitter. He doesn't really know.
Birch can be
in the dark
now. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a 9-tray blood?
No.
Because it turns out a lot of people are.
How?
Well, 6'9", like, in order to get his plea deal, he's, like, been taking the stand, and he's been snitching on everyone. They've just been asking him questions about people. He's like, yeah, Cardi B, 9-tray blood.
Trippie Redd?
Trippie Redd, also a blood.
What does that mean?
Trippie Redd is chilling, working on his lockdown point.
What does that mean?
In 2K. Yeah. And he's catching strays in a courtroom on the other side of the country.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I feel like, even though, like, 6ix9ine's clearly telling a lot, he's not saying shit. Like, nothing important. They just ask him who people are, and he's like, that's who they are. And it's just general information we already knew.
You know what, dude?
Had an idea.
You know who that accuser is of Antonio Brown?
What?
Probably 6ix9ine.
Yeah, 6ix9ine was in the courtroom. Trey Wade. Ever heard of Antonio Brown?
You want to know the dirt on Antonio Brown? Let me tell you something.
Dude, I don't know what it's going to do. People are like, well, can he still have a rap career after he gets out?
No.
But
I hope he does.
It just sucks.
I don't know. It's tough to say because does his audience even care?
Probably not.
No.
I mean, his audience is like Colin Cheney, so it's like they don't give a shit about anything.
No, I would say it's like the 14-year-old person living in Big Meadow. Listening.
Ooh, yeah.
Who just play Madden all day and rap the N-word hard R during Playboy Cardi songs. who act like the obvious police. Well, if they fucked my baby moms and kidnapped me, like, I'd tell too. Yeah, of course you'd tell, but like...
Yeah.
It has to do with the situation you put yourself in.
Yeah, 6ix9ine's trash anyway. Just lock him up.
Yeah.
Send him away.
Yeah, he's not gonna go away. If not for very long, he's telling too much. And he really probably never did anything serious besides put himself in that situation, which is dumb.
Yeah. But, besides be a douchebag.
It's funny.
That's really about it.
You kind of see where the... He had like a year run.
Yeah.
So I guess like now... I guess at least it's a... He was never even on SoundCloud. Like, he was big during most of his run.
Yeah, he probably made enough money to set himself up, though. Easy.
Yeah, he signed a record deal. Probably for $1 million.
What record is fucking signing him, dude?
You don't know enough about the record.
I don't.
They will sign literally nobody. It's just off the
anybody with a pulse.
Because they can make money off artists so easy. Especially because music makes more money now than ever did. They'll try and tell you it makes less because, like, streaming and you don't buy albums anymore.
Yeah.
They literally make more money than ever. The music industry is fucking thriving.
They do
that off. Start like just taking artists at that when they're at that point, when that's a small point, they don't have to pay them a lot and they just make infinitely more money. And when they stop making money, they drop them and they don't own their masters and they don't own anything.
I totally feel like I feel like I'm pretty knowledgeable in a lot of areas, but the record industry, like music, I'm just that's one area I just
goes over
your head. I got nothing. Yeah,
it's such a frustrating area because I do know a decent amount about it, and there's so very few ways to game it and get over it, and because every time someone finds a way to get through it, then like that way is shut for the next person, like for a while, like the streaming companies were like competing, so then an independent artist could go there and they could just sign like exclusive deals through them to only play their music, but it's not like a record deal, they're just getting exclusivity rights. And then they like signed a treaty, and all the record labels own stock in all like the streaming platforms.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like pretty, so they like get to vote and have it not like that anymore. Yeah. So it stays like that. Like the biggest time someone ever got out of the deal was Frank Ocean. Yeah, he got a, he released this like small project, like visual project through he was signed to Def Jam at the time, and then that was enough to get him out of his deal, and the next day he released Channel Orange, his actual album.
Yeah.
Independent, after they had promoted him and all that, and now no, they will never get that. No other artist can ever do that again. But it's just funny how he was able to fuck over Def Jam, and which is a subsidiary, I think, of I want to say Universal. I think it's Universal.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about record labels. Like, even though it seems like there's a lot, there's only like four major ones.
I believe
like,
it. Yeah.
There's like Atlantic, Universal, Warner. I think they're a subsidiary of Warner.
LA Records? Kind of a thing, dude.
Probably is.
Death Row.
Death Row was part of,
I can't. 25% chance and guess one.
Yeah. It's literally the other one I didn't name earlier.
Atlantic?
No, I named Atlantic. Atlantic's a big one. There's one, like, West Coast one, like Dr. Dre was signed to Eminem. Was
yeah, West Coast. Them. That's the one I was thinking about, L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, we're thinking of the same one.
Yeah. Well, I think we could just...
Eric, can you look up who...
Really, you gonna be stuck on this, dude?
Yeah, like, we shouldn't just end on dead points. We have Eric the intern on this episode. He can look up stuff.
What, just, like...
Look up who Dr. Dre is signed to. Or who Aftermath. It's Aftermath and someone else, like, as the main one.
Interscope?
Interscope, thank you. Interscope Records, they own... And they're, like, the people who, like, copyright everything on YouTube.
Yeah.
Even Eminem, if there's, like, 5 seconds of anything.
Billie Eilish, Kendrick Lamar.
They have Juice WRLD, too.
50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Maroon 5.
If you just look at a roster of any major record label, they're like, oh, they have everyone. You don't really have a choice of supporting anything.
Yeah.
There's so few independent artists. Even though you can make money as an independent artist, it's the idea of wanting to be bigger and thinking you have to go through a label. Who's
even the biggest independent artist?
It'd be Chance, but even Chance is like doing distribution deals through Sony, and he's saying that this was his album debut. Everything else wasn't an album.
It was a dog shit album.
Yeah, speak about that, dude. That album was so... I mean, you have to speak on it more than me, Eric, because I don't really listen to that.
I listened to, like, 2 songs and called it quits.
Yeah?
That was that bad. If you're looking for, like, a true, like, feedback on it, you'd have to get Joe, because Joe listened through it all the way.
Dude, I could not... It's so hard to listen through that album.
It made me cringe.
Dude, it is Disney Channel rap. Like,
that's damn, bro. I only listened to like one song, I'll be honest. Because everyone said it was bad, so I was like, why would I even bother?
It's not the man that I saw in Portland senior year of high school.
Hey, I was there.
You were there? You were there?
I can't believe I was there.
I'll never forget that because we were all standing, listening, and whatnot.
Yeah, I just rolled up and I poked on your shoulders and I'm like, hey, is he taken? Because me and Maddie, my ex, showed up. And, like, we knew they were going, but, like, we just happened to walk out in the same exact section they were in. It was really cool.
What was really funny, though, is Joe was standing on the aisle, and Joe's 6'7", so, like, people behind him were really struggling to see.
Yeah.
There was a person standing in the row, so, like, everybody was lighting up because
it's why
a concert.
Not?
It's a concert. It's a rap concert. And Joe's standing right next to this, I believe it was a... bigger African-American woman.
I remember
this. And she tapped him on the shoulder and was about to pass him this joint. And she's like, you want some? Like, I could hear just from a distance.
Yeah.
And I saw Joe go, like, no. I'm like, oh, shit, Joe. That was really awkward.
Joe immediately lost his nene privileges there.
Yeah.
Joe mama.
Tough, dude. It's classic Joe, though.
What's your last topic you got?
What's my last topic, dude? I don't know. I felt like we were gonna get more 6ix9ine content, but it was just like, oh, just lock him up.
I mean, that's like you're getting two people talking about that, not me.
Yeah, I guess. Dude. You still commented.
Yeah, I gave something.
Nah, I think that's about it for topics. I think this was some solid content. You know, obviously it's not going to be the marquee, you know, pay-per-view. Yeah. It's no WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But it's like a mid-medium ground, you know?
Yeah, it's like a tune-up.
Something worth listening to. Something to, you know, keep maybe some bro momentum going, you know?
Who are you thinking about next guest?
Dude, I don't even know.
Teets?
Dude, he's down here now. He says he's been down. He's we've talked about it.
You think I could be the Brendan Schaub again?
Yeah. No, we'll sit you there, but you won't have a mic.
Oh, come on, dude.
And then like we just have you run over here if you
want to really want to solo one with him, you can, but I'd love to just be like the third guy in there again. I feel like it'd be I feel like I got a lot of good opinions on stuff, you know. I'm pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah. That sounds like something you would say. Yeah, I'm pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah,
I got good opinions.
Yeah, I would say that because I did.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the end of today/tonight's episodes. Tonight when we're recording now. I think we're just going to get some final thoughts in. We're going to start over with Eric. You know, anything you want to say to wrap up the show?
Well, it is it's a good treat to be back. It's been a while, so yeah. It felt good to put my really important opinion out there.
Your two cents.
Yeah, if anybody cares about my opinion, probably doesn't.
Okay, it's got deep.
Let's be real.
The podcast, like the solo ones, get pretty deep because I ask people like, "How do you want to be remembered?"
Damn.
But it comes up to good conversation. Yeah. I just kind of weird to get that in a group setting.
Yeah.
No, plug the social, Eric_Riley8 on Twitter, mm-hmm. Same on Instagram, so, yeah, you know where you can find me.
You wanna promote your Snapchat?
Nah.
Because that's all Birch has.
Nah, I'm not promoting it anymore, no one will know how to follow me, you'll just have to listen to me on the Chadcast, but, anyways, you know, you'll hear more of me, for sure, you know, I'm gonna be a returning guest. I'll just be.
He lives here. I can't. Yeah. I can't like kick him out.
I'm never gonna have a solo. I mean, I don't think. I'm just gonna be just one of the guys in group stuff.
Nah, we'll get one snow day where no one can come over and record, and that's when we'll bang out the Burge solo.
Dang, I don't know how I feel about a solo. I kind of like just being the shop, dude.
You don't like sharing anything personal.
I mean, no.
No. Anything you want to promote? See. You got any sales going on at the Beaver Store anyone should know about?
We do have some pretty dope pink Damn Strong Breast Cancer Awareness t-shirts that are pretty cool right now. Obviously, you know, everyone's going to buy textbooks. Quick rule of thumb, don't buy textbooks until you actually go to the class. Because I get all these freshmen coming in asking me, like, when to buy textbooks. Just wait.
Like, wait after the first
wait,
day.
Wait, trust me. Wait, at least, I don't even buy textbooks sometimes until the second week of class. Like, yeah, don't be that guy.
Hey, there's some knowledge for the Chadcast listeners.
Dropping it
into college.
There you go.
It's a great last words from Colin. As far as I go, you know, just leave a rating if you're listening to this on iTunes. Does help. Yes. 5 stars, some tech stuff. I read them. I even sometimes talk about them on the next podcast, good or bad. Follow on the Twitter and Instagram. We had someone make a fake Chadcast account, but it's gone.
They deleted it. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They like followed like old guests, and then I just DM'd them why, and then they just they changed their name and deleted the account or like blocked people or something.
Holy shit!
It's weird.
I didn't know about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So there's no Twitter or Instagram specifically for that. There is a Twitter and Instagram for Chad Sen Films if you want to follow that.
Yes.
We fall under that umbrella currently. Follow me on Instagram, CTalon1, Twitter, Chad Talon, you know, the basics, you know. But that's when I promote stuff and talk about, like, when the podcast is going to come out. So if you are interested in hearing from another one, that's probably where you'd hear about it when I promote it and when it's going to go out. So that's about it, pretty much. Thanks for listening, especially if you stuck around after being a new listener last podcast. Cause
true.
That's big as well. It's how you build an audience is you retain an audience. Yes. So that's always what I'm hopeful for. So that's going to be the show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.
Yep.
We'll be back soon. For the next one. We'll be back when we're back. I guess is how we'll do that. So that'll be it. Have a nice day or night whenever you listen to this.